In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sometimes it's really stunning to discover all of the laws that are on the books in the United States. In Arkansas, it's illegal to mispronounce Arkansas, or Arkansas, or whatever. In California, you can't eat a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest. In Florida, if you tie an elephant to a parking meter, you must put money in the meter just as you would to park your car. And this is an important one for us. In Alabama, it is illegal to wear a false mustache that causes people to laugh in church. Laws are pretty amazing, aren't they? To this day, there are disagreements about the laws of God and their relationship to mercy. If we are forgiven unconditionally by God, then why do we still need the old laws from the Old Testament? Well, Jesus, in his escalating conflict with the Pharisees, as reported by Matthew, quotes both Leviticus and Deuteronomy in giving a definitive sounding summary of the law of Moses. And nothing about his answer sounds as though the laws are passé. But that still doesn't particularly answer all of our questions. How am I supposed to love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind? Seriously, doesn't that sound all-consuming? I would think that that would mean that I would probably stay right here 24/7 and never stop lighting candles and praying and reading the Bible. Is that really what Jesus means? And I'm also to love my neighbor as myself. Seriously? The ones who do really disrespectful things that drive me crazy. When I was a kid, we had two neighbors, one across the street to our left and the other on our right. Both of them were known as really out of control drunks. And all of the kids were told to stay far, far away from them. But one day in the summer, the two of them decided to carry a very long pipe, I'm guessing maybe 20 feet, down the street from Pop Madsen's house to the other guy's place. I'm really sorry I can't remember his name. Worse still, the other guy, whose name I can't remember, was also carrying a very large machete. I can't imagine why. Nevertheless, the two of them spent about half an hour just trying to pick up the pipe. And once they had achieved that, they swayed and toppled their way down the street for about another hour on their way to put in a well, which I have no idea whether they ever accomplished or not. I can only estimate the time they wobbled along because it seemed to me to last about as long as a TV show did. And we were glued to the front window watching with all of the excitement we had watching the Lone Ranger. I can promise you, during that time, I was neither loving God with all my heart and my soul and my mind, nor was I loving my neighbor. I was scared to death of them, so scared that it was thrilling. So I think it would have been nice if someone would have asked Jesus whether or not these laws only apply to adults, or whether children would be punished for breaking the laws too. In fact, is anyone punished for breaking the laws? I never saw Pop Madsen being punished for his addiction that harmed his family and had a negative effect on the neighborhood. In fact, when he died, one of the most extraordinary things I remember is how the whole wide community filled a funeral home and sang together the old rugged cross with tears in their eyes, everybody in that chapel. I think that was so because the adults knew the nature of the disease that afflicted him. And they knew he was basically harmless. Scary for kids, but harmless. And they prayed as hard as any group of people could that God's mercy and grace would receive Pop with open arms and loving mercy. The point that I'm trying to make is that the simple condensed laws that Jesus strengthened when he was confronted yet again by the Pharisees is anything but simple. Love is not simple. Neither are our souls or our minds. We are all imperfect people who have to try our hardest to love God as we have been told we should. Thank heavens we're not punished by God in this life. What would God have done with Pop? What would he do with me when I lose my energy for caring about all the disasters in this world? And here's a question that arose in our Bible study group last week. What is the punishment for failing to forgive? When we think that way, we tend to forget the havoc that we wreak upon ourselves when we break those laws. Is that God punishing us, or just the inevitable result of our own destructive behavior? Personally, I think it is what we do to ourselves. And the very best reason for loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and loving your neighbor as yourself, is that you will get to enjoy the kind of life that God intended for you to have. It is helpful to remember that nobody is perfect. There are no saints, no prophets, no mystics, no priests, no bishops, not even ours, who are perfect all the time. Don't tell him I said that. We all are going to rely on God's grace. But in the meanwhile, we can do what we can do to spread love. It's important to remember that everything we do or say either hurts or helps others. Maybe we're breaking a law, or maybe just being thoughtless. Maybe we're loving God and our neighbor, or maybe we don't even know where to start. But everything either hurts or helps. As a writer that I have liked for a long time, Leo Biscaglia put it, "The majority of us lead quiet, unheralded lives as we pass through this world. There will most likely be no ticker tape parades for us. no monuments created in our honor, but that does not lessen our possible impact. For there are scores of people waiting for someone just like us to come along. People who will appreciate our compassion, our encouragement, who will need our unique talents. Someone who will live a happier life merely because we took the time to share what we had to give. Too often, we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or even the smallest act of caring. All of which have the potential to turn a life around. It's overwhelming to consider the continuous opportunities that there are to make our love felt. That's what it means to love God with all your heart and soul and mind. And anything else is against the law. Amen.